Hello and welcome. This file is The Edge Level 1. And if you're listening to this file right now, you should have listened to the introduction and explanation file for The Edge. If you haven't, stop this file right now and listen to the introduction file. If you have listened to the introduction file and you're ready to begin your journey, and you also prepared your piece of paper, your contract, let's begin. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax, and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in, and as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand, and you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize The tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand, and the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for a new experience. Time to be on the edge for me. That's right. And if you are listening to this file, you should have already prepared a piece of paper. I'm on the edge, and below it, level and a little bit of space. And here's how this is going to work for you in the future, because this piece of paper will become very important, especially once you get to the higher levels. This piece of paper is your insurance, because this will be your way to get out of this little experiment. All you have to do is simply tear it apart, and all the effects of all files in the series will instantly be gone from your mind. That's right. This little piece of paper is your insurance, and if you want to end this experience, if you don't want to be on edge for me anymore, all you have to do is simply tear it apart and all the effects will be gone. And beyond that, there's a second effect this contract, if you like, has. Because every time you listen to a new basic file like this one and you reach a new level of being on the edge for me, you will, after you listen to the file, add this new level. Just make a mark behind the level in Fiverr blocks, you know what I mean. And at the moment you write it on your piece of paper, your subconscious mind knows that you accept this new level. and it will become active in your mind. And you know that when, at any point, you want to end this little experiment and you want to get out, all you have to do is just tear it apart. Tear apart this little piece of paper, this contract if you like, and you will instantly be free from all the effects. Your subconscious mind will know that all the effects, that all the triggers and suggestions in your mind will be instantly deleted, and this little experience will be over for you, so that you will always know that you are safe, and you know, no matter how deep you want this experience, that you can out at any time, and all you have to do is just tear it apart. And yet you also know that if you do it, and if you want to do it again, you will have to start from the beginning again. Oh, that's right. And this is just so it's maybe a little bit easier to just get over the really rough spots where you just want to have an orgasm. Anyway, so now you know how this is working, how this is going to work for you. It's time to give you the first level. That's right. Because after listening to this file, you will find that you will have a strong desire to be on edge for me. You want to edge for me. You want to push your orgasm as long as you possibly can. Because you know the longer you wait, the more you tease yourself, the more you edge for me, the more you goon, the more arousal you will build up. Now just imagine building up all those pleasure inside of you. How good it feels. That's right. Just building it and building it. Just imagine how you would feel after a few days without an orgasm. After a week. After 2. After 5. Even after 10 weeks. Can you imagine how your arousal will exponentially grow, become stronger and stronger, and even the simplest touch becomes more and more sexual, more and more sensual, more and more overwhelming. That's right. Even simple touches can become incredibly intense once you're charged up sufficiently. And that's why you want to begin charging your own sexuality up, your own lust up. You want to stay on the edge for me. And yes, you want to do it for me. That's a part of this experience. Usually I don't do files where I dom someone. Because, let's be serious, it's more like teasing. But I couldn't be there for everyone and play with everyone that listened to my files. But in this case, you can forgo your orgasms for me. And you will do it for me and in my control. And of course, this is only level 1. And at level 1, I won't make it impossible for you to have an orgasm. But I will give you the strong desire to stop before you have an orgasm, to push your orgasm, to keep edging, to just forgo your orgasm because you want to charge yourself up, charge your arousal up, feel the sexual energy flowing inside of you. And you know, if you stay in there long enough, you will lose the sexuality, the sensuality. It will just flow out of you and everyone will see it. And everyone will experience you as very sexual, as very sensual. That's right. Just imagine. Imagine how it would feel to be really charged up. Imagine how you would feel if it were days or weeks since your last orgasm. Imagine feeling all the lust build up inside your body and mind. And even just the slightest touch causes so much pleasure. That's right. And while you imagine it, while you imagine this lust, you might find that your desire to stop every time to get close is slowly growing inside of you. Because you want to be on the edge for me. You want to experience loss of control over your pleasure. You want to surrender control over your lust to me. And that's right. And also, there's still the little contract. And just knowing you have signed it, just knowing you have committed yourself to this little experiment will make it much easier to just stop every time you get too close to an orgasm, to just ride the edge and then back off. Let it cool down again, feeling the lust, feeling the pleasure pulsing through your body, feeling your body throbbing with the lust, and you know you're doing it for me. You know you're letting go, you're giving up a little bit control, and at the same time you experience this whole new level of pleasure, because the lust will be building inside of you, building every time you're edging, building every time you're pleasuring yourself, building every time you're listening to any of those files. Oh, that's right. It will just keep building and building inside of you. And of course, there's one more important part to this file, because this is the first file of the series. This is the first level. And we are going to make a little change to the way you pleasure yourself. That's right. Because you will find that from now on, for as long as you're within this little experiment, in this little experience, for as long as you're on edge for me, you will have a strong desire to listen to one of my edging loops whenever you are pleasuring yourself. That's right. There will be loops that go with this file. Some of them just help you to feel pleasure, to become aroused. Some later might train you maybe to become more submissive or to become a better hypnotic subject. Whatever you enjoy, it's completely up to you which loop you choose. But you will find that you desire to listen to these loops every time you masturbate. That's right. Whenever you're masturbating, you want to listen to those loops. And if you're not listening to the loop while you're masturbating, it feels wrong. It feels off. Because you know you're committed. Committed to the edge. And whenever you're masturbating, you have to listen to those masturbation loops. Because whenever you pleasure yourself without listening to the edge loops, it will simply feel wrong. That's right. And you will find it feels so wrong that it's impossible to enjoy your masturbation. And so you will have to go and start to listen to the loops sooner or later, because it's the only way you enjoy your masturbation to the fullest for as long as you are on the edge for me. That's right. So, before I release you and allow you to experience the joy of the first level of being on edge for me, let's quickly go through this again, because you will find that the moment you put the level 1 onto the piece of paper, that these suggestions will snap shut in your mind, will trap your mind for as long as you have this contract. Until you tear this contract apart, these suggestions will be firmly embedded in your mind, and your subconscious mind will know the moment you are writing the 1, the first line, the first counter behind the level, that you deeply and fully accept every single suggestion in this file. That's right. Your subconscious mind will know that you accept it, and it will act upon it. And whenever you are masturbating, whenever you feel pleasure of any kind, you will find that you will want to hold back from orgasms. You want to refrain from orgasms. You want to be on edge. You want to edge as much as you possibly can. You want to increase your pleasure. You want to build it. And you want to avoid orgasms as much as you can. You know, this is only the first level. You know, this isn't orgasm control at all. And yet, you will be incredibly motivated to avoid any orgasm, to stay on edge as long as you possibly can, to just build this pleasure. And maybe you even feel a little curiosity to check out the next level. Now, with this, it's almost time to wake you back up again. And in a moment, I'm counting up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. And 4, almost back. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles built up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing it. 8, take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself.
Enjoy this state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. Thank you for listening to this file, and thank you for being on edge for me. I very much appreciate all feedback, because it's only half the fun if I don't know you're on edge for me. And of course I'm also open for all kinds of suggestions or ideas where I could take this series. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.